Welcome to installment 43 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's commandment is prohibition number 321, the prohibition not to travel outside the permissible city limits on Shabbos. This prohibition against traveling on Shabbos is not referring to traveling in a vehicle. This, of course, is prohibited under Prohibition 320, including any 39 of the various forms of malacha, or forbidden acts on Shabbos, whether one is driving the vehicle, thereby making a fire, or merely riding in the vehicle and adding to the amount of fuel which is being consumed. One is nevertheless doing a malacha on Shabbos, or adding to a forbidden act of work. Therefore, this would anyway be prohibited under Prohibition 320. Prohibition 321 is walking too far, even by foot, to travel too far. As we learn in the book of Exodus, regarding the commandment when the Jews in the desert were given the manna from heaven, they were told on the Shabbos not to collect the mon. And the verse says, Al yetze ish mim kemei b'yem ha-shvi. Every person should not leave his own personal place on the seventh day. The Mechilta teaches us, says the Rambam, that this was a commandment for all generations, that we should not go beyond the Sabbath boundary, namely 2,000 amas, alpayim amma, outside the boundary of the city. The Rambam brings a proof from the tractate Erevin, where the laws of this particular mitzvah are discussed at length, to prove that it is a biblical commandment, as the Rambam normally does in Sefer HaMitzvahs, tries to prove why a particular mitzvah counts among the 613. And the tractate Erevin says, Leikin Dvar Teira, the Leikin Alisit Chumin Dvar Teira, that if one violates this prohibition, he would be punished by lashes. And as the Rambam explained in his introduction, any time a person would be punished by lashes, this is an automatic indication that the law is of biblical origin and is one of the 613 mitzvahs. This is, incidentally, a matter of controversy, as the Ramban, Nachmanides, in his commentary on Sefer HaMitzvahs, disagrees with the Rambam and says that this does not count as a biblical commandment, but rather is totally rabbinic in origin. In his legal code, Mishnah Torah, the Rambam clarifies exactly what would be a biblical prohibition and what rabbinic. This here that the Rambam says, that one may not go 2,000 amas outside the city limits, that is really of rabbinic origin. One would not violate the biblical prohibition unless he went 12 times more than this amount. 12 meal, one meal being approximately 2,000 amas. Where in modern measurements, 2,000 amas would be somewhere between 900 and 1,000 meters. These measurements are not random, but are derived in the following way. The Machane Yisrael, the camp in which the Jews encamped in the desert, had a distance from one end to the other of 12 mil. Therefore, that is called the place, the encampment. And anyone that goes outside such a distance is going outside of his place on the Sabbath. And therefore, this is biblically prohibited. Where do we see that 2,000 amas also is considered to be a new sort of environment? There are various cities, such as the cities of the Levim, that were assigned to the Levites, that there is a law of the suburbs of the city, the Migrash, which was 2,000 amas. And from here we derive, the sages derived rather, that outside 2,000 amas, one is already completely beyond the city limits. One is allowed to walk in the suburbs for 2,000 amas surrounding the city. But beyond that, one is not allowed to go. An interesting gematria with the numerical value of the letters is also brought for this idea of 2,000 amas. The word al yetze ish, a person should not go out, yetze has three letters. A yud, which has a numerical value of 10, a tzaddik, which is 90, and an aleph, which is 1. If we take all the possible combinations of these letters, a yud with a tzaddik, and a tzaddik with a yud with an aleph with a yud, and a tzaddik with an aleph, and an aleph with a tzaddik, add them all together and you will come up with the number 2,000. Again, in this very verse, the word yetze hinting to the prohibition, the measurement of 2,000 amas. The Rambam brings a number of very specific laws guiding us as to how exactly one measures this distance of 2,000 amas. First, we must determine where the city ends, and from the city limits, measure off 2,000 amas in each of the four directions. However, where do we determine the end of the city line? This is dependent, says the Rambam, on when there is no longer any habitation. And even if the houses are spread out, as long as they are within 70 amas of each other, this is still called a settlement. Once they are beyond 70 amas, then this last house is considered the end of the city, and the one which is more than 70 amas away is already in the suburbs, and within this 2,000 amma area. The measurement is in itself a ceremony, and it must be done with experts at measurement, and a specific rope, 50 amas in length, is used, and it must be made of flax, says the Rambam, in order that there should not be fluctuation according to the forces of humidity and other factors which might affect the length of the rope, whether it would shrink or expand according to the weather conditions. The Chinuch explains the idea behind this commandment in the context of the general idea behind Shabbos. What is the purpose of the Sabbath? The Chinuch explains that it is to implant in us a belief in God's creation of the world, that it was created in 6 days and that He rested on the seventh. So too, anything which involves activity, a substantial activity, would be prohibited on the Shabbos. So too, says the Chinuch, we remain in our own place, as our sages calculated that for a person to go on a walk of less than 2,000 amas could be considered a pleasurable activity. But to go more than that would not normally be considered so. It would normally be considered going beyond mere enjoyment and doing it for some purpose of work or exertion or something of the sort. Therefore, going beyond 2,000 amas was prohibited on the Shabbos in order to preserve this spirit of rest, tranquility, and belief in God's resting on the seventh day. The story is told about a certain person who had once had trouble keeping this commandment. The story goes that the Rebbe Levi Yitzchok of Berdichev once was traveling with his entire contingency of followers, and on one Friday he came to a certain town, and since he normally would not travel on Friday afternoons, he decided to spend Shabbos in this town. However, this particular village had once been cheated in the very near past by someone masquerading as a Rebbe, as a Hasidic Rebbe, and had duped all the people in the town and made fools of them. When the Berdichever came to town, they were very, very suspicious of him. And when one person said that he once saw the Berdichever, and this person, who in reality was the Berdichever, didn't look like him, all the people of the town were convinced he was a faker, and decided that they would play as if they believed he was a Rebbe, and then when Shabbos morning they would call him to the Torah, they would pounce on him and hurt him and beat him to teach him a lesson that he shouldn't come to fool people as they had been fooled once before. The assistants of the Berdichever sensed that there was something amiss in the people of the town and tried to convince him to leave the city. However, the Berdichever said his principles would not be compromised in such a situation, and since he normally did not travel on a Friday, he would not travel on this Friday either. That Friday night, when the Berdichever was davening, he prayed in his normal fashion, which was with great expression and with a tremendous amount of noise and singing. All of the people looked and said that this person was putting on quite an act, trying to imitate a Chassidic Rebbe, and going through all the motions of his lavus, of tremendous flaming desire and expression in his prayers. In reality, it was the Berdichever's regular prayer service, but the people were unconvinced. In the meantime, a certain non-Jewish wagon driver heard the noise from the synagogue and asked, who was making all of that noise? And he was told, somebody claiming to be a Rebbe from Berdichev. The non-Jewish driver went on his way, and in coming to the next town, he spoke about a certain rabbi who was present in this town. And the owner of the tavern, being himself Jewish, asked, who is it that it came to that town? And he answered, that Rav from someplace, I think Berdichev. This particular tavern owner had once seen the Berdichever many years before, and he was overcome with a desire to see the Berdichever again. After all, he hardly ever came to this area, and now he was in the next village, and he shouldn't go to see him, and he was overcome with a desire to go there, and he set out on his way to see the Berdichever. However, on the way, he began to have his doubts. Perhaps between here and the next city was more than 2,000 amis. He would not be allowed to go beyond the Shabbos boundary. However, he said, on the other hand, he had to go. He just had to see him, whether it was within the boundary or not. And he would there then take a few steps. But then he would stop and say, how could I even do such a mitzvah? It is a mitzvah which is coming through a sin. I cannot go. However, then he would convince himself that he did have to go. And he went stopping and starting in spurts through the entire night until finally, through in the morning, he came to the city where Levi Yitzchak was actually staying. And he went straight to the shul, and it was in the morning, and they were already in the middle of the Shabbos morning services. And it was at that moment that the Berdichever was called to the Torah. And at that moment, this person who had come from the next town burst into the shul and screamed, Rebbe, Rebbe, I think I've desecrated the Shabbos. I've been Machal Shabbos. And the Berdichever answered him, do not worry about anything, because in the case of Pekuach Nefesh, to save a life, one is allowed to violate the Shabbos. And if you had not come now, all of these people in the city could perhaps have killed me when they fell upon me and physically did damage to me. And at that moment, all the people in the town realized that they had suspected the Berdichever unjustly. They recognized this person from the next town as being a great scholar, and immediately asked the Berdichever for his forgiveness for having suspected him even for a moment, and of having intended to do harm to him. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor a share, contact Sichos in English at 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.